Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel is preparing for a possible strike by Iran in response to a suspected Israeli deadly airstrike on Iran's consulate in Syria. The U.S. commander of SITCOM met with Israel's defense minister today. ABC's Britt Clinett is in Tel Aviv.
We're hearing that there could be an attack from Hezbollah, an Iranian proxy in the north, that there could be an attack on Tel Aviv. There's a lot of information going around, none of it verified. There's a lot of guessing going around, but certainly what the U.S. embassy staff has said is avoid the main cities and stay put, essentially, with your family.
The U.S. also urging Israel and Hamas to finalize a ceasefire and hostage release deal. House lawmakers voting on six amendments to a measure aimed at renewing the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, a full vote expected to follow. In Memphis, police are investigating a deadly encounter during a vehicle stop overnight. A shootout left one officer dead along with the teen suspect. This is ABC News. O.J. Simpson died without paying most of a civil judgment awarded to the families of his ex-wife, Nicole, and her friend Ron Goldman in their deaths, a jury finding Simpson liable for their deaths.
The Goldman family telling us that they have received less than 1% of the $33-plus million awarded them in that civil suit. Their lawyer now saying that he is trying to investigate some ways to perhaps recover some of the funds from O.J.'s estate, but the Goldmans telling us they did not get much accountability from O.J. in life, and they don't expect much from his death.
ABC's Matt Gutman in Los Angeles. And in an announcement some could call shocking or predictable, the Golden Bachelor and his bride are splitting up. The news coming 3 months after the couple's wedding aired on ABC.
It's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage.
71-year-old Gary Turner and 70-year-old Teresa Nist telling ABC News they tried but failed to make it work. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Hey folks, it's Big G here at John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin. I just devoured the Saturday night special. Fire roasted prime rib. Picture this, perfectly cooked medium rare prime rib, loaded horseradish potatoes, and a salad bar that's out of this world. Trust me, you've got to try the soups, the crisp greens, and the French dressing. And hey, who can resist those sugar cookies for dessert? Swing by one of my favorite eating spots, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kenan, Wisconsin, for a meal you won't soon forget.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Next year's race for Wisconsin Supreme Court appears to be more wide open now that Justice Ann Walsh Bradley is retiring. Conservative Judge Brad Schimel is the only candidate so far, but liberals Susan Crawford and Chris Taylor are now said to be thinking about it. The winner of next year's race will likely decide the court's ideological majority. Clean water advocates say they're happy with the EPA's new legally enforceable benchmark for PFAS in drinking water. Lynn Thorpe of Clean Water Action says it's not enough to clean up PFAS already in the water.
We need to take equally aggressive action to keep the chemicals from getting into the water and the environment in the first place.
Wisconsin adopted its own PFAS standards for drinking water last year, but the new federal standard is stricter. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. This is the funeral notice for John Borkenhagen, age 87, of Hayward, who passed away on Wednesday, February 21st. A celebration of life mass will be held 11 a.m. Saturday, April the 13th, at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Hayward. Online condolences can be made at pineviewfuneralservice.com. This has been the funeral notice for John Borkenhagen, 87, of Hayward. Nancy J. Drake, 87, Fort Atkinson, formerly of Park Falls, died October 21st, 2023, surrounded by her family. A celebration of life is being planned for Saturday, May 18th. Family and friends are invited to a short service at NOLA Cemetery in Park Falls at 11 a.m. on Saturday, May 18th. A luncheon will then be served in the American Legion Hall in Park Falls starting at 11:30 a.m. This has been the funeral notice for Nancy J. Drake, 87, Fort Atkinson.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
Don't miss out on our seasonal sale at Seed and Feed in Fifield, Wisconsin. Get 50-pound bags of deer corn for just $10.99 while supplies last. Hurry in today and stock up for the season.
At Enbridge, we invest in projects that foster job creation and contribute to the Wisconsin economy. The Line 5 segment relocation project will create 700 family-supporting union jobs and generate over $100 million in local spending. That's in addition to $35 million per year in property tax and $27 million in total wages paid to Wisconsin employees. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. Ease your mind. With 30-plus years in the gutter game, we've got you covered. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today.
Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838 for measurements and installation. Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
More clouds than sun today and battling a breezy northwest wind that is whipping up to 25 miles per hour. High temperatures tap 50 degrees, but feel a touch cooler than that. And tonight, we drop below freezing. Sunshine stays abundant the entire weekend and we warm up even more. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 43 degrees at our studios.
Bonner's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Bonner's Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Step into a timeless journey at Frazier's Mercantile, a gem nestled in Catawba, Wisconsin. Since its inception in 1911, this haven preserves history within its antique hardwood floors and steel ceilings. Unearth treasures as you explore aisles adorned with discounted groceries, a curated selection of liquor, and a nostalgic array of vintage penny candies. Embrace quality and affordability as you discover discounted brand name outdoor workwear, adding functionality to your adventures. Let Frazier's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin be your portal to the past, where exceptional finds await at every turn.
Attention anglers. Bader Sports Center in Phillips, Wisconsin has all the gear you'll need for this upcoming fishing season. From tackle to lures, rods, reels, live bait, performance apparel to keep you in top fishing form. Check out end of the season savings on remaining Stormy Cromer clothing for the entire family. Find unique metal art along with Deer Creek Angus and Jackson and Louis candies. Also, turkey hunting supplies in stock for the upcoming season. Plus, Bader Sports Center is your DNR licensed agent. Visit us 7 days a week next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Hey, I got a question for you. You hate bending over to put on your shoes? Wish you could just put them on standing or sitting without ever having to touch them? If so, then I have the shoe for you. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. With new Skechers slip-ins, you just step in and off you go. You don't even need to lace up. So how do Skechers slip-ins work? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide right into place.